The Angels taking on the Braves. Albert Pujols coming in one home run shy of 600 in his career. Could he get it on Wednesday night? In the second, Matt Kemp looking for a milestone of his own, facing Jesse Chavez with the bases empty.
That's driven out to right field. Cole has to go back on it. He'll pull up. That's gone. A home run for Matt Kemp.
250th of Kemp's career.
Young has to go back on it. Has got to carry. That's going big, into the glove. Nice catch by Eric Young Jr. Bangs into the fence.
Albert 0 for 1, grounded into a double play in the first inning.
Inciarte has to come racing in, and Phillips can't get it. Fell in for a base hit.
It ends up with that base hit pass in Babe Ruth on the all-time hit list.
Two on, one out.
Shane Robinson try to tie this game up.
3-2, bouncer to third, Ruiz. They get him out, throw to first, good, ball gets away.
We are tied at one.
1-1, bottom of the eighth.
That's hit out to our right, that's hit well, that is gone! EY Jr. Big Fly! 2-1 Halos here in the eighth.
Sitting at 599, looking to become the ninth man. Headed at 600 home run club, 2-2. Fastball got him upstairs.
Albert Pujols doesn't get his 600th career homer, but he does pass Babe Ruth on the all-time hits list with 2,874. Matt Kemp hit his 250th career homer. Shane Robinson went 0 for 3 in his season debut. Eric Young Jr. with the go-ahead home run in the eighth inning. He spoke after the Angels' win.
Special moment. With the adversity that my family and I went through this whole offseason, special moment to be able to put a smile on their face. I know they're up there right now, so.
All for your dad, all for your son right there.
These guys have been great. The guys here, the guys in Salt Lake, they've been picking me up all season. And a special group of guys, and I'm thrilled right now. These are happy tears right now that I'm having.
I love it. Now, there's a certain buzz in this stadium right now, especially with history on the line. You guys battled back. Are you able to feel that and feed off that?
Oh, I'm pumped. I definitely want to be here just as much as everybody else to see history in the making with Pujols, and hopefully he gets to hear it soon. I know each pitch, everybody's hanging on the edge, and I know he's going to get it here shortly.
The Angels win their second in a row, climbing back to the 500 mark. Manager Mike Socia spoke afterwards.
I thought he and Martin made some great adjustments, and I think that Jesse was sharp from the beginning. Got behind some hitters early, but as he got into the game flow, he was really throwing the ball very well. Pitched inside well. That's a strong seven innings from him. But outside of the 2-0 fastball to Matt Kemp, he pitched well.
Yeah, Dean is really making the most of this opportunity out here in the bigs. Both on defense and the plate, how impressed have you been with this guy?
You know, EY's he's a good player, and you know, he's got some major league experience, and he's had a tough couple of years of trying to get back and hook on and stay in the big leagues. But he's got a great tool set. You can see the speed. You see the defense. He does a good job out there in whatever position you have him on. And at the plate, he's a tough little out, and he showed you he can put a charge into a fastball tonight. So, Anytime a player perseveres like EY does and they get an opportunity, it's great to see them achieve, and he gave us a big lift tonight. What's really going to be important for us moving forward from now until we start to get some guys back is to pitch and to play defense. If we control the game on the defensive end, it gives some of our guys a chance to get to the plate, and we've got some speed we can use. We've got some guys that hopefully are going to start to swing the bat with more consistency. So we really like tonight, and last night we pitched well for the way we pitched. And actually, first game of the series, outside of one inning, we did a good job. So if we can maintain our starting rotation right now and those guys can go out there and just get to a certain point of the game with a chance to win, that'll keep our bullpen intact and hopefully control the game on the defensive end and give us a chance to
put up wins. Up next, the Angels welcome the Twins to town on Thursday.